We are on the air. We are radio entrepreneurs, and all we're doing is talking to entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm the host of the show, flanked to my right by the indomitable and incomparable John Dustin.
More adjectives. Love it, Jeff. How are you?
John, great having you on the show, and I know it's been a busy summer for you. It was nice of you to come in and spend some time with us. We have a new guest today, Elad Shushan of Ready4.
Hi, guys. Thank you for having me. I'm really excited about it.
Tell us all about Ready4.
So Ready4 is a company that started back in the days when I was in Israel. And we want to be the go-to app for every undergraduate, graduate, prospective student, both domestic and internationals, that want to go to higher education institutions in the U.S. So we help them manage their process from test prep all the way to enrollment. And we're very excited about having 6 apps today in the stores, actually 12 apps today in the stores, starting with the PSAT, SAT, and ACT for high school students, and also preparing, I would say, grad-level prospective students for GMAT, GRE, and MCAT. Our apps are 1 to 5 in the different stores.
Can you practice on them?
They're supposed to intend to completely replace courses like Kaplan, the Prince Review. Just everything is being delivered through mobile-first experience. So think about it.
Wonderful.
Next generation of test prep books.
So paid apps?
Yeah, so we started at the beginning with free apps, and our goal and vision has been to democratize test prep for everyone, no matter how much money they want to pay for test prep, how much time they want to devote to test prep. But at some point, we realized that we have to make some money. So we started to charge for the apps a little bit of money, like a book, $20-$30 for a full course that usually costs you...
It's cheaper than the courses.
Yes, absolutely. So if you want to go and have a full course with one of the giants that you pay $1,000 and above, you can actually get better, cheaper on your mobile device, 100% accessible, great course that is provided by us.
Are you? I can think of so much line extension. All the professionals I know, John's currently doing a class. The professional certification courses too.
Correct. So the market
and
is
licensing
huge.
And licensing exams for professionals.
Correct. So what we have perfected as a company is that the mobile technology and the delivery of the content. And it doesn't matter which content it is. We have created one of the most advanced adaptive learning algorithms that effectively personalizing the delivery of the content to every student. So if you are a strong student, you're going to get tougher, more difficult questions. If you are a medium student, we're always going to challenge you. So you're going to medium level questions, and we will challenge you on the topics that you are you have some weaknesses in. So the learning experience is very personalized.
And what about the low level student? Like, we'll just call him Jeffrey for now.
We will challenge everyone, no matter what the level is.
How do you identify that at the outset? How do you know where?
So there are different ways in which we are looking at the student. The first thing is we call it some sort of the onboarding experience, and we provide to every student an initial assessment test. Mm-hmm. And when when they're going through the initial assessment test, then we are able to identify their level of knowledge. And when we know their level of knowledge, we're basically splitting their knowledge level into weaknesses and strengths, mm-hmm. Right from the outset of when they're starting to use the app. And from that point, we're starting to develop a personalized learning pathway. And in the learning pathway, we'll take the student a step by step. Every lesson will be adjusted based on his learning knowledge, as well as what he's currently practiced, as well as what we predict as going to be his future some sort of knowledge and learnings in the pathway.
Seems like a small financial contribution just for that aspect of it.
I agree. And so, I mean, we as a company decided that we want to touch the mass market.
Yeah.
So our strategy was not to go and build a company in a very similar way that maybe other companies are doing, that are targeting the folks that are willing to pay the $5,000 and above. We were targeting, just a mass market. So mm-hmm. just in terms of numbers, we are servicing over 1 million students every year.
Wow.
Through our apps. So that's
amazing,
something that we're very proud of.
Can you imagine the courses you're taking now if you could just do it that way?
Yeah.
Certification amazing. Courses, the accounting certifications, legal certifications, yeah. State by state, social workers getting certified, psychologists. If you can get into that also, I mean, you're just going to explode.
Are you doing the LSATs?
That's what I meant.
You're not right. Yet, but it's one of the tests that is in our roadmap. We have a number of those, like the NCLEX, LSAT, Praxis, GED. So those exams are on our roadmap.
Now, if I were to see you on the street, I wouldn't think of you as sort of an academic kind of guy. How did you get into all of this?
What'd you think, basketball?
Thank you for that.
Basketball, yeah, or thug. Bouncer.
Actually, there was a really good story behind how I founded the company. So I myself, I have a bachelor degree in engineering from the Technion in Israel, and I worked in the high-tech industry for a number of years. At some point, I wanted to become an entrepreneur and I wanted to be my own company. I was very focused on product and software, had zero knowledge about the business side of things. And I thought the best way to do it is to have to do an MBA in the US. So I started preparing for GMAT. And my personal story is that I took the test 5 times. Mm-hmm. And at that point, I realized that there is a big pain point in studying for the test, being a working professional that wanted to study on the go, that I didn't want to carry books. I didn't want to wait until the end of the day to practice. And I wanted to have short bites of learning bursts throughout the day. So that's how the idea
was. Really? And so did you end up pursuing the MBA?
Yeah. So after taking the test, I got the score that I wanted and applied to different schools in the U.S., got into MIT Sloan, studied there for 2 years, graduated in 2014 from MIT Sloan School of Business.
One of my favorite schools.
Yeah. An amazing
very
school.
Disciplined.
Very disciplined, a lot of smart people. And really in the 2 years at MIT Sloan, the company and the idea and fundraising and the team really came together.
Did they fund? Sometimes MIT will fund certain. Did they help?
So the connections and the network has been really instrumental.
They have a whole incubator network that they've developed. Right.
Exactly. There's the MIT Entrepreneurship Center, which the company effectively started there. So I sat together with a lot of classmates, and there are a few folks that really been helpful over there, the managing director, Bill Allett, and my professor at MIT Sloan for Entrepreneurship and Innovation, Professor Edward Roberts, that he's also one of our investors. So a lot of great folks around that really helped the company to get to where
it is. So privately held still.
Correct.
But investors.
Yeah.
Have investors.
And a board of directors.
And a board of directors. All the...
And the products are licensed and...
Correct. So just to give you a status of the company, we raised to date about $11 million. Mm. We passed Series A funding. Company has about 15 employees, half in the U.S., half in Israel. We have an engineering and product teams in Israel. We have marketing, sales, business development, content, learning, and science in the U.S. We're servicing about 1 million students a year. Sometimes even more. It depends on the traffic and the numbers. And we are making money in different ways. One of that is ads, you know, working with universities to promote their degree programs to those students that are in the process to higher ed, as well as now we're working also charging on the apps and other services.
It's a funny thing as he's talking, Jeff, I can't help but think if there was ever an economic slowdown or recession, his product could actually gain more traction because people back and they don't want to spend as much.
100%.
Well, I'm also thinking about the school that I'm involved with in Israel, the Alexander Mas High School. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but it's part of the JNF family.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if you could help us at all.
I'd love to have a conversation, definitely. We have one client in Israel, which is University of Tel Aviv, their MBA program.
But this is a high school, mostly for foreign students, for Americans, Australians, Canadians. They go for a semester. They get high school and university credits, though.
Hmm, interesting. So we are working with some undergraduate universities that, again, looking for prospective students that would like to go to, they're more in the profiles of great students that are going to complete a degree. And we're looking more in the higher ed in a holistic way in which we say, you know, 40% of students don't graduate. So how can we help schools identify the students early in the process?
Still.
Yeah, it's a big shock for all of us. Just apparently, if you enroll students that are not a great fit to your program, most likely they're not gonna graduate at the end. And that's the problem that we're trying to solve together with the universities, is in the test prep experience early on to already identify the students that are going to be great target for those schools.
You know, it's funny, the amount of money schools spend on marketing with brochures and they attract people. You're right. I bet statistically the Northeast probably has much higher retention than the rest of the country.
Probably you're right.
You know, Boston, Connecticut, then you further south you go, I'm sure, and out west.
You'd be surprised how much money schools are spending still on traditional methods of direct mail or billboards or, you know, ads on the subway, while prospective students are spending most of the time, as you guys know, on their phones. So we're eventually giving them a way to connect with students on their mobile devices where they're actually spending their time on.
Elad, if someone wants to find you, how would they do that?
So first of all, you can go to our website, www.ready4.com. Or if you search in the stores for GMAT, GRE, SAT, ACT, MCAT, you'll find us either in the Google Store or in the App Store as one of the top apps in the stores. Most of them were number one. Some of them were top five. But we're happy to get anyone and help them prepare for the test.
Elad, thanks for being on the show. Will you come back again?
Of course. If you don't invite me, I'll be
Chris
happy.
Is going to invite you back. And again, that's Elad Shushan of Ready 4. Very interesting. I think everybody should go to their browser and check them out.
Thank you. Quite
an interesting business. And I've been sitting with John Dustin, who clearly had a lot of interest in this.
Yeah, clearly. I wish I knew him years ago, Jeff, as I muddled my way through various schools.
I hated these test scores. It would have helped me a lot, too. I think everyone in my family has that chronic problem. So we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.